A cold front is working its way through our area. Initially, the air behind the front is not that much colder than what we are dealing with this afternoon, but the cool down will continue over the next few days, and by this weekend, it will turn quite chilly across the Northeast for the first weekend of November. Right now, we're watching some showers come through as that cold front works its way from west to east across the region. Showers have ended in our western areas, and they will end shortly in our eastern areas. Then as we work on into tonight, the front will continue to work its way to the east. We might actually see a few showers, especially in the Adirondacks, due to some lake enhancement. Temperatures will be cool tonight, running down into the upper 30s and lower to mid-40s. Then as we work into the day tomorrow, we'll have a good deal of clouds, some breaks of sun. It looks to be brightest south of Albany. Again, there's that chance for a passing shower across the north country. Otherwise, we're expecting a dry day, but a cooler day with highs ranging from about the mid-40s to the mid-50s tomorrow afternoon. Then on Friday, we see an area of low pressure that will work its way out of Ontario province into the Great Lakes. That will increase the cloud cover across the northeast and also bring a chance of showers mainly during Friday afternoon. And then as we work into the weekend, things start to turn quite interesting as the energy from that storm back over the Great Lakes will transfer to the coast. And we are likely to see a rather explosive development of a low pressure system off the eastern seaboard. Now, at this point, it appears quite certain that there will be a storm. However, there's still a lot of uncertainty in regards to the strength and track of the storm, and those will determine exactly what type of weather results. At this time yesterday, it looked like the storm would have a greater impact in terms of precipitation on our area. Today's trend is a bit farther east, which would keep the most intense part of the storm to our east. But the bottom line is that the actual impacts of precipitation, whether it be cool rain or even some wet snow, are to be determined. However, what does appear to be quite certain is that it will turn colder and quite windy across the northeast as we work through the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, chance of a passing shower, high in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of a passing shower, high in the mid-40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, chance of an evening shower, then partly cloudy and cooler, low 40 to 45. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy and cooler, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, high 50 to 55. Region-wide on Friday, becoming mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 40s to lower 50s. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, with highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.